You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
All right, I'm really excited to bring the content that I have today for you because it's one of those things that is so hard in business, and that is that marketing is confusing and expensive, and trying to survive and ultimately thrive in a constantly changing social media world is starting to feel almost impossible as a business owner. It can seem like it should be easier than ever to get in front of the right people, but in fact, it's more overwhelming than ever. But how do we deal with these constant changing technology elements and constantly changing business practices in and still grow over time? That's what we're going to talk about today. And I've got kind of a culmination of ideas that I'm going to share with you that are really a combination of two different talks that I've given in the past. One is on future-proofing your marketing, and the other one is on surviving and thriving in a constantly changing social media world. So both of those things fit together really nicely as far as I'm concerned because they all relate. It's this idea of how do we deal with this constant change and what are we going to do about it? So what I'd love to do here at the start is just kind of talk through where we've come from and where we're going, and then ultimately what we're going to do about it. You know, when we think about technology as a whole, it wasn't that long ago, well, it doesn't feel like it was that long ago, that just having a website was enough from a technology perspective. I mean, when I started my digital agency in 1999, just having a website was enough. Matter of fact, many businesses didn't even have websites at this point. So when you started out with a website, it seemed like you were a little bit ahead of the curve. And then technology started to rapidly change. You know, the iPod was released in 2001, not the iPad, the iPod, just a simple music device. And that doesn't seem that important as it relates to your business, but it was the foundational elements upon which the iPhone and eventually the iPad were created, which certainly have totally revolutionized, for better or worse, how we run our businesses. And in 2004, a few years later, you know, everyone needed a website, and Facebook was just getting off the ground. It's hard to believe now how prolific they are in society with regards to usage. I mean, literally 30% of the world is using Facebook right now, which is crazy because the rest of the world probably doesn't have access to the internet to do it. Most people that have access to the internet are either on Facebook or heavily aware of it. And it's amazing how much that has changed things, and we got to think about how we're going to deal with that. You know, the iPhone was released in 2007. Mobile websites, mobile access started becoming a lot more important. And responsive design, it started in 2009. What that means is when you see a website that kind of scales down to a small size and then scales up, we had to kind of accommodate for all these different devices. And the iPad was released in 2010. Mobile users passed desktop users in 2014, and here we are now with all this technology that's happened. The tools, techniques, and tactics have changed significantly throughout time as well. And when you think about some companies that used to exist, and some of them actually still do exist, just not in the same manner that they used to, and how they have been surpassed by technology, it's a warning shot for all of us that own businesses, even those of us that have been around for a long time. Look, I've built a digital agency for the past 20 years. We've grown every single year for 20 years in a row. But I am not foolish enough to believe that that doesn't mean that we could disappear in the next couple of years. And technology transformation is one of the biggest reasons that long-standing companies are crushed. Think about companies like Yahoo, Blockbuster, American Online, and MySpace. All of these companies were dominant players, the dominant player, not even like top 10. Like they were the number one player in their industries at some point. I mean, I remember when I started my agency, Yahoo was the king of the internet. And it seemed impossible that anybody could supplant Yahoo from a search perspective, and yet they did. Blockbuster was the king of rental movies. I mean, how many of us, at least if you're over I don't know, 30 years old, spent Friday nights walking around Blockbuster trying to find the movie that we wanted to rent for that night. How much has that changed? Think about America Online. How many of us got those discs in the mail or in a magazine or something else that, that kind of said, hey, here's 500 free minutes or hours or whatever it was that you could access America Online. And MySpace was the first, not necessarily the first social media site, but it was the first popular one that grew and grew and grew. And yet all four of these brands that we're talking about now have been significantly replaced by others. Google has supplanted Yahoo. Netflix has supplanted Blockbuster. Just cable internet in general, cable high-speed internet in general has overcome America Online. They did not transition to that level of broadband and high-speed internet that has been brought by so many companies now. And Facebook certainly has supplanted MySpace. So what happened to these companies and why were they not able to survive over time? And I think a lot of it is not understanding how to transform with technology and not being willing to change fast enough. I mean, think about Blockbuster. They were perfectly positioned to do everything that Netflix did, and yet they were too stubborn and too stuck in their ways to actually make those changes. That's a big deal.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.